KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Dougtown help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic. Or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
In high school softball last night at Hawkeye 10 Conference play, Lewis Central downed Atlantic 6-3, Creston over Red Oak 16-0. Denison beat Kemper Catholic 12-6. It was Harlan over St. Albert 11-1. Shenandoah beating Clarinda 8-7. In Western Iowa Conference softball, Griswold over Essex 7-3. IKM Manning beat Griswold 5-1. Logan Magnolia swept a pair from Audubon 11-0 and 13-1. Missouri Valley downed Westwood 9-2. Riverside and Tri-Center split a doubleheader with Riverside winning 6-2 in the opener. Tri-Center took the nightcap 8-4. It was ADM over Underwood 14-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK over Adair Casey 10-0. Exira EHK also beat West Harrison 8-1. It was Cam over Orient Maxburg 18-4. And Coon Rapids Bayard a 2-0 winner over West Harrison. Also in girls softball last night, it was Abraham Lincoln beating Sioux City West 7-6. East Union topping Bedford 4-2. Mount Air over Lennox 14-3. Nottoway Valley beat Southwest Valley 5-2. Ogden over Guthrie Center 15-0. Ogden beat Panorama 5-3. Stanton over Thomas Jefferson 12-0. And Van Meter beat Guthrie Center by a 5-4 final. In high school baseball play last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Lewis Central over Atlantic 5-0. Clarinda beating Shenandoah 7-5. Denison outlasting Kemper Catholic in 9 innings 3-2. Harlan got by St. Albert 5-4 and Creston over Red Oak 12-3. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat IKM Manning 11-5. Missouri Valley over Westwood 12-6. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Orient Maxburg 17-7. Exira EHK beating West Harrison 5-3. Coon Rapids Bayard over Arweva 8-4. South Central Calhoun beat Arweva 4-1. And Whiting over Woodbine 11-9. Elsewhere in boys baseball, East Mills a winner over Stanton 9-4. Lennox beat Mount Air 2-1. Nottoway Valley over Southwest Valley 9-1. Ogden beat Panorama 11-1. Bedford over East Union 3-1. And Sioux City West split a pair with Abe Lincoln. West winning 7-3 in the opener. The Lynx 11-1 winners in the nightcap. Tim Lincecum followed his second career no-hitter with another vintage performance last night, pitching 8 sharp innings to lead the San Francisco Giants past the St. Louis Cardinals by a score of 5-0. Lincecum allowed 4 hits, struck out 6, and walked a couple. He worked out of a bases-loaded jam with nobody out in the 4th inning and stayed out of trouble the rest of the way, helping San Francisco snap a 4-game losing streak since his latest gem against San Diego. Pablo Sandoval hit his 100th career home run to cap a 3-run 4th inning, and the Giants scored twice in the 5th to chase Marco Gonzalez in the left-hander's second career start. Gonzalez gave up 5 runs and 7 hits in 4 1/3 innings, as St. Louis has now lost 3 straight and 4 of their last 5. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Pittsburgh beat Arizona 3-2, Washington over Colorado 7-1. It was Atlanta over the New York Mets 5-4. Miami beat Philadelphia in 11 innings 5-4, and San Diego was an 8-2 winner over Cincinnati. Joe Mauer drove in a couple of runs before leaving with an injury. Eduardo Nunez homered, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Kansas City Royals 10-2 last night. Mauer extended his hitting streak to 12 games with a 2-run double down the left field line in the 4th inning. Ricky Nolasco earned his first win in 5 starts, allowing 1 run and 8 hits over 6 innings. Eric Hosmer had 4 hits in that game for the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League, the Angels swept a pair from the White Sox, winning 8-4 and 7-5. Tampa Bay beat New York 2-1. Baltimore over Texas 8-3. Detroit beat Oakland 3-0. Seattle over Houston 13-2. In interleague play, Toronto over Milwaukee 4-1. The Chicago Cubs beat Boston 2-1. Cleveland over the LA Dodgers by a 10-3 final. The Iowa Cubs swept a pair last night at Pacific Coast League play at home at Principal Park as Iowa beat Omaha 5-3 in the opener. And the I-Cubs took the nightcap over the Storm Chasers in 8 innings by a final of 7-4. Those two teams will face off again tonight in Des Moines. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
There's been a lot of hail damage in the area, and your car has taken its fair share of torture. Bring it into Atlantic Collision Center in Atlantic for your free estimate. We work with all major insurance companies. With our paintless dent removal service, you'll never know there was any damage in the first place. Plus, we have rental vehicles, so you don't have to worry about not having any transportation. You could take your vehicle someplace else, but you've already had one accident. Give Atlantic Collision Center a call at 243-7757 in Atlantic. Or come see us at our new location, 1500 Southwest 7th Street, across the street from Henningsen Construction.
Well, Jozy Altidore now has plenty of time to rest his ailing left hamstring. The United States was eliminated by Belgium 2-1 in overtime in the second round of the World Cup, puncturing the footy ball bubble that Americans had enjoyed for the last couple of weeks. Following a scoreless 90 minutes of regulation, Belgium scored two quick goals at the start of the 30th minute in overtime. Julian Green got one back for the U.S. in the 107th minute of the match. Despite putting on late pressure, the U.S. failed to score the equalizer. U.S. goalie Tim Howard was the reason the Americans even reached overtime, making several tough stops during the scoreless regulation, as Howard finished with a World Cup record 16 saves. The U.S. is trying to advance to the quarterfinals of that soccer tournament for the first time since 2002. Belgium next plays Argentina, which beat Switzerland 1-0 in extra time. The only goal was scored in the 118th minute of that match. Wimbledon continues without two-time champion Rafael Nadal and 2004 champ Maria Sharapova and the Williams sisters. The biggest stunner of the day came out of the men's bracket as the second-seeded Nadal lost his fourth-round match to a 19-year-old Australian, Nick Kyrgios, a 7-6, 5-7, 7-6, 6-3 match. The 14th-ranked Kyrgios entered as a wild card and owned a 3-7 lifetime record in ATP play before he fired 37 aces past Nadal. The Australian is the first male in 10 years to get to the quarterfinals in his Wimbledon debut and the first ranked outside the top 100 to beat the world number one player since 1992. Sharapova lost in three sets to ninth-seeded Angelique Kerber of Germany, 7-6, 4-6, and 6-4. The five-time major champ had lost only 7 games in her 3 previous matches at the All England Club before falling in the fourth round. Kerber reached the semifinals at Wimbledon in 2012. Also fourth seed and seven-time champ Roger Federer ousted Tommy Robredo 6-1, 6-4, and 6-4 to reach the quarterfinals. Fifth-seeded Stan Wawrinka also won his fourth-round match in straight sets, including 2 tiebreakers. Number 3 seed and French Open runner-up Simona Halep dropped just 3 games in her fourth-round match as she reached the quarterfinals at all 3 Grand Slams so far this year, and she's only the only top 4 women's seed still left in the draw. Sabine Lisicki was a 6-3, 4-6, 6-4 winner over her opponent yesterday as she'll face up against Halep in the next round. Also 6th-seeded Petra Kvitova and number 23 Lucy Safarova. They won their quarterfinal matches in action yesterday on the grass. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 1500 Southwest 7th Street. Let Doug Town help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.